All right, welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. I'm glad you're on this podcast and pray it'll be a blessing in your life here in this midweek of November. Well, I want to share a story about Kirk Cousins. Not the most popular quarterback in the NFL, but years ago, he shared a story that I found very impactful, and I've held on to it in my own mind. You see, in front of Kirk Cousins' home, in between a few shrubs, stands a curious tower, no more than 4 feet tall, and it's filled to the top with stones. Inspired decor? Well, sort of and sort of not. It's there to remind him how brief life is and how important the time we have here really is. But a tower of stones? Well, Cousins laughs. It seems a little morbid, he admits, but it's a tool my Bible teacher taught me about in high school, and I'm carrying it with me, he says. The stones were inspired by a Bible verse from the book of Psalms, first shared with Cousins while attending Holland Christian High School in Holland, Michigan. And the verse is, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." He says it's about the importance of leaving a mark and making a deposit in people's lives in a way that matters. In other words, when you have an understanding that life is coming to an end someday and that we only have so many days, there's great wisdom in that. For Cousins, it was important to transform the verse into a visual reminder. And so he set up 720 stones. Let's say I live to be 90. That would be a pretty good run, he says. We went month to month and we added it all up and it was 720 stones because I've turned 30 this year. Well, every month I'm going to take out a stone, put it in my pocket and think, once this month is over, this is gone. You can't get it back. It's gone for good. The stone for each month represents the amount of time he likely has left, but it also serves as a reminder to Cousins on how he is spending that time, both on and off the field. Like everybody else, he says, I'm naturally selfish, and so I'm going to think about myself. And I think at the end of my life, it's not going to be about what I did for myself, but what I did for others. Maybe it's staying after practice to do hand signals with the guys to help them get caught up to speed. To make it about others, I think that's what leadership is all about, what quarterbacking is all about. Well, as Cousins removes a stone each month, the feel of it in his palm is a reminder of the passing time. But it's the questions that come with each stone that perhaps carry more weight. What impact are you making? Not only today, but for eternity. What impact are you making to leave a legacy, he says. He pauses. It's just a healthy reminder. Make life about other people. Invest in other people. Knowing that in the end, that's a life well lived. A life well lived. A well lived day. Moments. Our life moments deeply matter. This past month was my daughter Nora's birthday, my daughter Jules' birthday, and my birthday, the last birthday for our family in the year. We celebrate pretty much all of October and August and July and March to get them all accomplished. We loved and love to party. But in those moments of our birthday parties, we remind each other that we're not alone, that we're made for life together in this journey, that we're here to teach each other, to appreciate each other, to value each other, and to serve one another. And if we are blessed with another moment, there will always be more learning to experience, more love to share, and more life to be lived. In each moment, we might pick up and put down some stones. But as we do that, no matter the chapter, the verse, the hour, the day, or the year, we know that we are loved. Neighbor, friend, world, in relationship. Those stones reminding us of our days. Well, as we've been going throughout this series on community, we're now at week 10, a couple more weeks of this series before we turn the page into Advent. And the grace and action items, I think, speak to that life well lived. One of those for this week to practice is to blend faith and action, to generate a commitment to defeating injustice, knowing that an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere, and that we know there are even injustices within the church. And we're called to go to work on those in order to dismantle and then bring life. Another one of the grace and action items is to encourage and embrace artistic expressions of faith from diverse perspectives. Yes, diverse perspectives, cultural perspectives, worldly perspectives, so that we don't limit God, limit each other, but that we can always be stretching and learning and growing together, where God's kingdom can be expansive for the sake of the world. And the one that would help us to practice resurrection now from Richard Rohr is to seek just systems and policies over mere charity. It is important to send letters and cards and financial gifts or contributions to those charities, to those works in the world, but also both and to then figure out not just feeding, how to feed somebody, but how to go to work where there'll be no hunger, no more hunger. To not just provide a bed night for someone, but then to figure out why is it that we have an epidemic of homelessness. To work with somebody who, yes, needs medical care and making that possible in their life, but then to figure out why are there so many that are underserved in that equity of having the care that they need. Our educational system, where everyone has a chance to learn, to rise up, to grow, to be made whole. So yes, charity, but also to seek the just system and policy that brings about life, equitable life for all. I think Kirk Cousins would say, yes, that too feeds a life well lived. That's spending the extra time, the extra moment, loving, caring, building one another up in this kingdom of life that we live in Jesus. So blessings to you, church, as you pick up and you put down those stones and as you live in the midst of the time in which you have been given. All blessings abound for you. Good day.